We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Todos los latinos con la mano arriba que se unieron Chris y Ángel al sonidito. Nos fuimos. 3, 2, 1 y...
It's Friday! Get it rolling with the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, unlike any other Funky Buddha Happy Hour during the week.
Crank it up, baby.
Friday means something special, and yesterday we had ourselves a party at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park.
Awesome.
And it was great. And here's the song that we do on Fridays at 5. I feel like we're back at the tap room. Things were going off last night. We had such a good time. The food was fine.
Fine.
And the listeners, hundreds, loved Alejandro Solana, which was the most shocking thing that anything we've experienced in radio.
This dude was slipping something in people's drinks or something.
They loved him. He was giving them radio roofies. But anyway, welcome to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We have a lot of stuff to get to on the show this hour because we got 15 minutes of heat. We got to get the headlines with Alejandro Solana, the beloved. What? This song keeps going.
Oh, it's great.
Can't stop it now. You can't stop it now.
Why would you?
I mean, it's 5 o'clock on a Friday. Kane's got Vatek tomorrow. Dolphins have a bye week. This will be as much fun as you have leading into a Dolphins game.
Bad to say, but yes.
But we really do have a ton of stuff to get to, as someone texts in, give it to me, Papa. About to, because Dan Day even does a recap for the week. So we get into the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We'll relive a little bit what went on last week, this week, and get you some headlines from Solana.
Whoa!
This is still going? Remix! Holy hell! I don't care what you're doing right now. You crank up that radio. You start dancing and moving. 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Awesome.
Go find that Funky Buddha in your fridge. Get yourself some of that Hop Gun. Look at that. Dan Day on our affiliate side. He's dancing. Jay Fig in the studio there with Alejandro Solana. They're dancing. Bring it down. Let's get into sports. What? Are you joking? Es un chiste? What is going on here? It is speaking to me. And this makes me feel like the Dolphins are undefeated.
Huh?
This makes me feel like the Panthers are undefeated.
Huh?
Might the Heat go undefeated?
Tyler Hero, yes.
Tyler Hero, Rookie of the Year. I believe it when this song is on. All right. I think this actually is the end of the song. But man, what? It's not? That one surprised me. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was counting them down in my head. I need a breather. Goodness gracious. Sip of my water. Hold on.
Get you going now. Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Goodness gracious. Somebody texts in, this makes me laugh, no reason, every time. We were talking with the founders of Funky Buddha last night. Casey's telling me, he goes, man, you know it's coming, and every time you say, what? Tears are streaming down my face.
It's a good time.
What? Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, they call that a callback in comedy. Out of nowhere. Somebody texts in, I make sure to get out of work a few minutes before 5 just to listen to this. We appreciate it. Do you have, before we get to headlines, do you have the weekly recap that Dan Day puts together?
I do.
All right, Dan Day does a fantastic job. He was with us at Funky Buddha last night. Dan Day does a fantastic job. He recaps the entire week of Hockman and Crowder in a 1 minute or so montage, and we get to relive some of the moments from the somebody says that song needs more chanting. Uh-oh. Here is a Dan Day recap of the week that was Hockman and Crowder. Hockman.
Highlights.
Crowder, crowd pleasers.
What did I miss? So tonight you got to wax that crescent?
I'll wax the crescent.
I know you will.
Ooh, highlights.
Get in the crack.
What does that mean?
I don't know what I mean, but he needs to get in the crack.
What a Crowder crowd pleaser.
Look, here comes Len. He's walking down the hallway right now. Look, he's got his tough guy arms on.
Yeah.
Look at him. Look, I'm giving him the finger. Look at that. Did you see that? I gave him the finger.
You wait till he turns.
I did. I waited till he turned.
Mmm, delicioso.
Yeah, was it Somo Latato?
Now that's a crowd pleaser.
South Florida beat writer most likely to be able to save a life on a moment's notice.
Joe Shad.
Hockman highlight.
We have 17 ascots for the price of one half ascot.
Now that's a crowd pleaser.
I'm telling you, I'm the biggest Jimmy Butler fan in the world, man. Anytime he wants to have a sleepover.
What happened?
Eso es the Hockman highlight.
All right, Moeller, good luck on the season. We're going to talk to you plenty. We love you.
All right.
Oye, ¿qué es eso?
All right, Omar. We love you.
All right, guys. Love you too.
Hey! That's what I'm talking about.
Yes!
Dust in the wind. A tremendous job once again by Dan Day. Man, that was a fun week.
It was.
What was it? A food item? What is it? Somo Latato?
Some steak with gravy.
He was thinking of lomo saltado.
I don't know. It's
Esta
delicious.
Noche somos mantequilla.
I don't know what that means.
Tonight we're all butter.
We got, what is that, Somo Latato?
Somo Latato. Dan Day, fantastic job, man. That is really excellent. Somebody texts in, I set my alarm for Friday happy hour. Another person texts in, okay, real talk. First time listening, and that was fire. That is just fun, man.
People love it.
Oh, man. What a week. All right, let's get to headlines here with Alejandro Solana. You really have to listen to that with headphones on. You send that out as like a separate little audio clip, Solana?
I don't, but I can.
That little audio, because I listen to it, and Crowder, obviously, we've got our headphones on.
Oh, the HC highlights.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, because listen to that. Download that one and listen to it with headphones on, because at some point, a motorcycle zooms through. I don't know what it's doing there, but it goes from right ear to left ear, and it catches me off guard every time. It has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about, and it's just like, and I'm like, what is happening? And I'm having, like, acid flashbacks. Listen to that with your headphones on. That is trippy, man. Dan Day's got some stuff going on. He's in the crap.
Oh, Dan's been in the crap.
He got to get in the crap.
Get in the crap.
This is Channing Crowder's expert broadcast opinion on what Chris Bosh needed to do.
Get in the crap.
Get in the crap. No one knows.
It's huge. Get in the crap.
What? What's happening, that segment?
It grabs all your attention.
It really does. All right, headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Would it surprise you if I told you I wasn't prepared for headlines there when you called for them?
Not really. I mean, somehow everybody was in love with this guy last night at Funky Buddha. I've never experienced this before. Oh, Channing, I've been, you know, watching you since you were in the Dolphins, and then I say something to a friend. Oh, that's Hockman. Hockman, love the show, whatever. Oh, yeah, this is Alejandro Solana over there. Solana? Oh, my God, can I get a picture? Can I, oh, you're the best. I love your headlines. Everything the guy does on the air is less than average at best.
Would he mind if I talked to him?
It's crazy. What?
Would
so
he mind?
Obviously, I don't have my pulse, my finger on the pulse of radio because I thought Solana was dragging us down, and we found out a weird Destiny's Child, and he's Beyonce. You're Kelly.
I'm Kelly now.
You're Kelly, and I'm someone named Michelle. Who, I mean, nobody knows Michelle.
We called her Christina for 2 hours today.
I'm actually Solange. I'm just hanging out with Destiny's Child trying to get a look.
I'm not getting the elevator with you. You'll kick the hell out of me.
Yeah, man.
Solange.
Take care of her business. All right, what do you got there for headlines, Beyonce?
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance tomorrow at The Rock. The Canes host Virginia Tech at 3:30 p.m.
Let's go get it, Manny Diaz. Go get it.
This should be a game y'all should just test somebody's ass up.
This needs to be a game where they just emphatically announce, yeah, that we're not what you think
yes,
we are.
Like, the following week's Virginia, and that's probably for the Coastal.
Yeah, that's going to be the real game. Somebody texts in, dude, you guys are killing me. Where do I send my claim form after you guys caused my car wreck? Somebody else texts in, Solana has the best weather reports in all of Florida. I'm telling you, people were telling him that last night. He was eating it up.
Ridiculous.
Somebody says, you two need to do a live stand-up comedy bit on Comedy Central. You guys are hilarious. We're just working on trying to get the HD signal up first.
got TVs.
Then we'll work on that. All right, what else in your headline, Solana?
Maybe once Beast gets his scab fixed, we'll get to that.
Wow.
So nasty.
Pulling stuff out.
Also tomorrow, 7 p.m., the Florida Panthers have their home season opener at the BB&T Center. Again, 7 p.m., the puck drops.
Coach Quenneville joined us earlier, excellent guest, yeah. And told us, a lot of people probably wouldn't think this, I didn't, Coach Q, his favorite movie ever is Caddyshack. Just, I didn't expect that. Thought it would be like Commando. You know,
something
like
manly.
Yeah, something real manly.
I was going with a hockey movie.
Slapshot, of course. Yeah. Anything else in the headlines, Solana?
Yeah. And also
Solange.
Also tomorrow.
We call him Solange.
We can't anything say else? His other nickname.
Anything else, Solange?
Also tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pause up because the FIU hosts UMass at Ricardo Silva Stadium. 7 p.m. kickoff. And, of course, the Miami Dolphins are on a bye, so they will not play on Sunday. And finally, guys, according to a survey, 22.5% of Americans say they now regularly use emojis in work-related emails. 55% of people believe emojis can be useful at work because they help convey the proper tone.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of emojis. A lot of times I'll look at Crowder. I give him like a life-size emoji.
So when I talk to my CPA, why you got your mouth open like
I
that, man? Don't look at me
I
like
gave you
that,
5 o'clock
man,
hour happy shit. Emoji.
You got 75 teeth. Got a bunch of damn teeth.
I know you're not talking.
I'm surprised. I thought you had an open mouth. So my attorney or CPA is supposed to give me a smiley face when we send email. That's not business.
Yeah, if something business, something that's closed, hey, we got it done. Smiley face emoji, 100 symbol, thumbs up.
That's damn silly. I would fire them on it. Let somebody that really has some money send me an emoji over email. Their ass is fired the same day.
I like it. I'm a big fan of emojis. Anything else? You got weather there, Solana?
Yeah, we'll move to weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park right now in SoFla. It is currently 85 degrees and partly cloudy, guys. Tonight, of course, you can expect the low to drop to about 79.
Why do you say of course?
Of course.
Why would you of course expect the low to drop to whatever? Like, why of course?
Because during the summer months, the low will only drop to around 85, 86, still hot. You know, it's the summer, Hawk. But now that we're closer to fall, of course, the low is going to drop to around 78, 76 degrees until we get into winter.
He's making stuff up again, just like he did yesterday with Tyler Hero. I mean, he has no shame in just making anything up.
How am I making that up?
You know how many people would love to have the luxury of having a microphone that broadcasts all their thoughts and everything that they want to say to hundreds of thousands of people? Yeah, Dan Day wants a working microphone. You have a microphone, but you don't respect it. You just spout off whatever you feel like spouting off. Somebody texts in, there's a 60% chance that 30% of the listeners like Solana. What else is in the weather, Solanja?
I can confirm that that 60% chance is wrong.
Okay? All right. What else you got?
And, of course, tonight there will...
What just happened?
Of course, tonight there will be a 42% chance of precipitation.
Yeah, of course.
Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
By the way, no one has ever given out a 42% chance of precipitation. Like, I've been watching weather for 49 years. It's a 50% chance, a 30% chance, like a 42% chance. You're making a mockery of broadcasting.
I just want to be accurate.
One, two, three, four. I'm yelling, making a mockery of broadcasting. You got to get in the crap.
Now that's a,
that's a mockery of broadcasting.
Get in the crap.
Get in the crap. All right. Did you give the sponsor yet or no?
Yeah, just visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
All right. Well, what a delight. That was a genuine delight for everybody involved. Is Dan Day on the phone? He usually calls in during this segment. Is he there?
No, he hasn't called in
yet. You haven't called the other room? We have a technological masterpiece here at Entercom Miami. And Dan Day, I see him. He's got five microphones. I was about to say functioning microphones in his room, but I don't know if any of them are functioning.
Nope.
But if they are, they don't come through on our station.
It's so crazy.
Actually, Dan, now that I think about it, if you responded to us, you would actually be heard on one of our stations.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, right? So go ahead. Dan, how is your day going? Please respond on 560 only. We have no idea what he's saying, but that's got to be going over the air on 560, right?
We're revolutionizing radio.
Wow, that is crazy. So you know what I should do is just ask questions of our producers, and Solana will answer. That'll be heard on 790, and Dan Day will answer. It'll be heard on 560. I think I may have found a workaround on this thing. All right, there you go. All right, 15 minutes of heat is next. 15 minutes of heat. Ira Winderman is going to join us. He's been there at heat training camp up in West Palm Beach. And we always enjoy talking with Ira. In fact, we did a whole thing with him with one of his articles on yesterday's 15 Minutes of Heat, where he gave five words that describes every player on the Miami Heat's roster right now. So we can go into that with him. Before we get to 15 Minutes of Heat, it's time to talk about Caneswear. And if you're like me and you bleed orange and green, Caneswear in Davie is the place for you. In fact, I'll probably be back there on Monday because we do our show in Davie on Mondays. And Caneswear is right there on University Drive, right down the street from us when we do the show at Twin Peaks. So you've got what? A Canes game tomorrow. If you're looking for the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel and hundreds of different T-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, and hats. And they've got them in all sizes, men, women, kids, babies, even pets. You got to get to Caneswear. By the way, not only is there a Canes game tomorrow, there's a Florida Panthers game, their home opener. Caneswear has a ton of Florida Panthers merchandise as well. So if you're looking to get decked out for the BB&T Center tomorrow, you stop by Caneswear in Davie. They've got it all. They're also your tailgating headquarters. If you're going to the Canes game early, you're going to tailgate. They are your tailgating headquarters. Tents, chairs, tables, flags, decals, magnet license plates, sunglasses, and tattoos. They will definitely get you ready for game days. Caneswear is the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives all under one roof. They really have an amazing selection. And we mentioned also, not only they have the Canes gear, and not only they have Panthers stuff, which I just told you about, they've got plenty of Dolphins gear as well. If you're a Dolphins fan, there is no need to feel left out because they've got a huge selection of Dolphins items for men, women, and kids. So, got to get over to Caneswear. They are at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. You can't miss them. The huge Caneswear sign there on the roof. You'll see it from University Drive. And, of course, they're always open at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. 15 Minutes of Heat is next on Hockman and Crowder. Woo!
Vacila los rumberos.
Yo, Football Friday. 15 minutes of heat.
Hey.
I mean, we do it all.
We're good.
We're good. We do it all. By the way, I've been telling you about this for a little while. My friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, they've got this super cool giveaway. You can go to either WQAM.com or theticketmiami.com. Click on a link to register to win a day trip. Miami and Washington, we said that might be the Tua Bowl. It is Sunday, October 13th, so a week from this Sunday. The trip includes a luxury RV for up to 8 people, a driver for 8 hours, which makes it such a pleasure, parking pass, and 4 tickets to the game. And it's courtesy of our friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You could see their website for all the terms and conditions, but they're picking the winner this weekend. And then we'll announce the winner on Monday because the game will be that coming Sunday. And we want to give you enough time to invite some friends and plan a great trip. So go to the website, scroll down, or click on the contest tab, and you'll see Camp USA Motorhome Rentals and register to win. And that's the way to go see Miami and Washington, because you'll be in the luxury of one of those RVs, and you'll have your own driver. Stock it up with some food and alcohol. You got your game tickets. You are good to go.
It's like VIP tailgating.
That is VIP tailgating right there. So go to theticketmiami.com. Handle that. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Ira Winderman covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. You can read all his work at sunsentinel.com. It's 15 minutes of heat. Hello, Ira.
Always a pleasure to join you at this time of day, fellas.
For 15 minutes of heat. I mean, he's a consummate broadcast professional.
This dude's amazing.
By the way,
if you're calling me consummate, I got to give you a little backstory here. So, as of course, as you know, 15 minutes of heat is a regular thing, you know, this time every day. Apparently, a certain president of the Miami Heat was listening yesterday to one of your more interesting 15 minutes of heat segments. And I'm speaking to him on the way out of practice today at Kaiser University. And he goes, yeah, the afternoon guys, those guys. I go, you mean Hawk and a Crowder? He goes, yeah, I like those guys. They're very, and then he used the word, interesting. So you have the interesting seal of approval. And just because I don't think Hawk's going to backtrack from what transpired yesterday. So apparently, I did this story on Sunday for Monday's paper, basically saying, here's the entire Heat roster. Let's use 5 words to describe each. So,
which
like
I thought was,
Leonard,
it was a great space filler for the paper and us.
Sure, for you. Okay, so like for Myers-Leonard, I said, like, could be next Kelly Olynyk 2.0, things like that. Well, all of a sudden, in the middle, I think you hit on some names, whether it was Myers-Leonard or Duncan Robinson, and you're wondering if they were white or black.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you ask Solana, who apparently only uses dial-up internet, so the segment goes on and on and on, to the point Hawk decides he's going to give his own words in MySpace with things like, Daryl Macon might be a white player. So I am driving around listening to this. I text Hawkman saying, this is the first time I'm ever going to be fired when I'm not even on the air in the first place.
You didn't write that
so
about Daryl?
Yes, so I would say, or even when you ask Solana the simplest question of, how old is Goran Dragic? And I swear to God, it was like a 10-minute wait when I believe most computers now are equipped with Wikipedia. So it's like, yes, you made a strong impression early in the preseason. So my only hope is this segment actually endures into the regular season.
Yes, well, that is our goal. My goal really is to, throughout the season, just do 5 words about whatever topic we're discussing. I think it's a good way to keep it concise, and you get the point across. You actually, and for people that want to read it, it's at sunsentinel.com. I happen to think it was really good. Your 5 words for Jimmy Butler was something along the lines of meet the team's unquestioned leader, right? I mean, it was essentially something like that. That's exactly what this team needed, right? An unquestioned leader that actually has the resume to back it up, rather than Josh Richardson at the beginning of last season, where it's like, he's going to be our leader, our go-to guy. You just got to take our word for it that he can back it up.
And you know what's interesting is, speaking of Jimmy Butler, and I think some people might have overread this because so much was going on Heat Media Day Monday, there was a quote from Eric Spoelstra that I think crystallized both last season and this season for the Heat, when he said there is no more important relationship than between a coach and a team's highest paid player. Well, we know Jimmy Butler's the highest paid player this season. That's what he was referring to. I don't know if Eric was trying to sort of give us a double-edged sword on the answer, but let's face it, last season's highest paid player was Hassan Whiteside. So I don't know if that necessarily was a dig or a shot, but I thought that was very, very telling the way Eric Spoelstra phrased that. And whether Jimmy wants to be the leading man or not, whether he wants to be captain or not, he is it. He is the guy. And he was asked today at practice after practice about that. Do you have to sort of be the leader? You're, you know, the team's best player. And he gave the old thing, no, I'm not here to say I'm the best player. We're all good players. But, yeah, this is what Jimmy Butler has been waiting for with the Bulls, waiting for with the Timberwolves, waiting for from the 76ers. And with being the unquestionable leading man comes all these extra responsibilities and expectations.
And Ira, how was he at practice? Because we hear all the stories. We heard about him in Minnesota cussing and screaming, cussing out the coach. Like, does he bring an energy to practice that you see first practice, second practice, after not having him last year?
Undeniable. I asked someone who watched practice today, and that's exactly what they said for the session. You know Jimmy is out there. I think for some coaches not as secure in their own skin, I think that's difficult. I think that was tough for Fred Hoiberg in Minnesota, in Chicago, for example, when he was trying to sort of set his own tone. And here you have this player saying sort of, no, do this. We should do this. Why don't we do that? I think Eric Spoelstra, especially now with the 4-year contract extension, which maybe wasn't coincidental either to run with Jimmy Butler's contract, doesn't have that. He doesn't have to worry about a player maybe taking charge in practice because he knows that he is locked in with his team. That is his team. So, yeah, Jimmy Butler is not for every team. I think, at least as of now, Jimmy is for this team.
And Ira, the 4 a.m. workouts, Myers Leonard and Bam, they're up at 3:33 getting there with Jimmy. Is that all Jimmy, or is Riley and Spo involved a little bit?
No, that, you know what, guys, that's all Jimmy, and I think it's great for show and all that. But I got to admit, when you step back for that, I feel bad for any Heat staffer who I'm sure these guys, you know, Channing, you've been in locker rooms, the equipment managers, the trainers, those guys work endless hours as it is. So I would hope at a certain point after training camp, when we get more on the schedule, they'll be understanding of the team's support staff as well. Because that's got to be brutal for some of those equipment and training and conditioning guys to tape them up for those kind of sessions. Hey, you guys wanted to make a statement. That's what training camp is for. The Heat don't play until next Tuesday at American Airlines Arena, exhibition against the Spurs. But I think even Eric Spoelstra is trying to rein that in a little bit. Give your best, but give it on our schedule as well.
I think it's great optics, though. I really do, because I think it got a little bit away from Heat culture the last couple of seasons, even allowing Hassan to say the things that he was saying about not getting the minutes and whatnot, which never would. And now you've got, you know, James Johnson, who didn't look heavy to me, like, but he, whatever, didn't meet the exacting standards, and you've got Jimmy Butler getting in that early. I just think the optics are really good. Ira Winderman is with us. And I just want to ask about the James Johnson though thing, Ira. It wasn't that he was overweight, right? Because he doesn't look overweight.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. And you know what? You can look like one thing and be in one shape. And all the Heat players I spoke to for the conditioning story I wrote yesterday at sunsentinel.com said the same thing. They said the one thing about this team is they don't pull any punches. They say, this is your body fat, this is your weight. We don't care how you get there. Just show up once a week at that number and we're all good. I think that was a disappointment with James Johnson. I was told today he is back at American Airlines Arena. It's not like they're withholding the facilities. He is training. When he hits his number, he'll be back. I assume it'll be sooner rather than later. I don't know if it was to make an example exactly, but they certainly have gone ahead and done that. My question was, and they're not going to answer this, if it was a guy you were truly counting on and needed in camp to sort of, you know, were ingrained with the other guys, a Jimmy Butler, a Bam Adebayo, a Justice Winslow, would it have been as punitive? Because, guys, let's face it, James Johnson could be sort of a fringe rotation player this year. If they start with Olynyk when he's healthy and they want to put Justice at the four and Derrick Jones Jr. at the four, James Johnson might have been out of the rotation anyway. So it sounds cold to say it was convenient, but I think it was an easier decision. But I also think the Heat want this to go away because every day I go into practice and I ask, and every day I'm told the same thing. We don't want this to be an ongoing story. We are not giving updates on James Johnson. I am curious. There is the Heat scrimmage that 790 The Ticket is broadcasting 4 o'clock on Sunday. I'm curious if James Johnson is going to be in the building. Is he going to be working out that day? Will he be interacting with his teammates? I think Sunday is going to be a very telling day.
I believe he'll be at the concession stand, right?
You see, and that's why when Pat Riley drives around, he's going to have to stop me and talk about the quote-unquote interesting fellas that are doing drive time.
Oh, is that the president you were talking about? Yeah, you had not made it clear up until now.
You know what? The mini empanadas, not the
those
full
mini
empanadas
are good, though, man. You eat a couple of packets of those, man. I could see where you'd be out of shape.
Ira, talking about that Heat culture, talking, you know, just all you hear about Heat camp. Is the Heat camp really crazy? And the other 29 teams is day camp? Like, how much more extreme is the Heat camp than the other teams?
I would put it this way, and players like it, it's very regimented. You know what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and you get to it. There's not a lot of lollygagging between periods. Coaches going, hey, what do you want to do next? I was around Heat coaches who would decide at the last minute how to play the pick and roll. They set a game plan. They do not necessarily practice any longer than any other team, but they go in as businessmen. Eric Spoelstra calls it a business day, a work day. That's the approach they have. The players who fall in line here appreciate that they appreciate from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, we will be going nonstop with the needed, of course, rest and water breaks, but it'll be a professional schedule. It will be grueling. It will be demanding, but it's also nothing unexpected. It's not like they're showing up one day and they're doing nothing but running gassers because the coach is trying to make a statement. It is a professionally laid out guidelines, which everyone knows ahead of time, with the expectation, if you're not early, you're late. With the expectation, if you're a young player, you darn well better be on that early bus, getting in early before anyone else shows up. So there are greater expectations for those who are learning. There is also respect for the older players, which is why, as Solana said in his update, stole from my stuff today, Goran Dragic got to sit out practice today, got to sit out contact, because they realize at 33 years old, it's a little bit different from Goran also. And to get even with Solana, I will be doing the weather for the rest of the show.
We would appreciate that. Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. There's your 15 minutes of Heat. We love you, Ira.
Chance of hail, temperatures dipping to the low 30s tonight. Thank you, fellas.
All right, we love you, Ira.
Thanks.
Thanks!
So we love you.
Thanks again.
From us.
He's not wasting
You're not going to say it back?
No.
You guys are okay.
I mean, you're not going to say it back? We love you. What happened?
I love it.
Omar said it to us yesterday. Omar said we love you, or he loves us.
I'll end it this way. Thank you, my interesting friends. Thanks, guys.
All right. We love you, buddy.
He never gives up.
There you go. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel, your 15 minutes of Heat. This goes don't open till after dark. And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. It's our Friday final segment song. What a football Friday it's been. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And man, did we have a good time at Funky Buddha last night. Man, have we had a fun show today so far. And man, do we need a big Hurricanes victory tomorrow. Really need one of those emphatic victories. All right, before we continue on, I want to talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors quickly because we got a little behind today because we were so loaded up. It's hurricane season. We had Hurricane Dorian. That was a big wake-up call for a lot of people. Now is the time to call or visit BNT Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use for our home. Just a different feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. BNT comes over. They showed us exactly which PGT Custom Windows and Doors would serve us well, and then, wow. Wow, what a difference when you're getting ready for a storm. So before you start the weekend, call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Trust me, as a homeowner in South Florida, having PGT Custom Windows and Doors just makes you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. So call them 954-233-0000. 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can go online to bntimpactwindows.com. Today has been one of those proverbial loaded potatoes, but we kind of stumbled into something yesterday. So we had, who was it first? It was Randy Moeller, right? So Randy Moeller, television analyst for the Florida Panthers, he's on with me and Crowder, and we love him. We really do. He's such a good guest for the show. So at the end of the interview with Moeller, I kind of just, you know, said, we love you. And I didn't mean it was very casual, but we didn't get an I love you back. This was the awkward exchange at the end. Yeah. All right, Moeller, good luck on the season. We're going to talk to you plenty. We love you.
All right.
All right. I kind of feel like when you say casually, like, hey, love you, people just say love you back. Like, that's to me what normally happens. Now, we just had Ira in the last segment. And Ira's been coming on with us 5-6 years and been on the station longer than that. And I tried to goad him into a we love you. I thought it would be very easy and quick for Ira. All right, love you too. And we did not get that. Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. There's your 15 minutes of heat. We love you, Ira.
Chance of hail, temperatures dipping to the low 30s tonight. Thank you, fellas.
All right, we love you, Ira.
Thanks.
Thanks.
So we love you.
Thanks again.
From us. And then we had Jamie Eisenberg on today as well. Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. I was certain that would be muscle memory for Jamie. Just, hey, love you. All right, love you too. We'll talk to you next week. And Jamie wasn't biting on this. Thank you, Jamie. We love you.
I know.
I mean, he said that was what, Han Solo or
Han Solo
from one of the Star Wars movies. But the best was yesterday. Omar Kelly never fails me. Omar Kelly, he gave me the reaction I was looking for. All right, Omar, we love you.
All right, guys, love you too.
That's what I'm talking about. Can we quickly jam in the week in review from Dan Day before we get out of here today? 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. Dan Day puts together a week in review for the Hockman and Crowder show. Here it is.
Hockman.
Highlights.
Crowder, crowd pleasers.
What did I miss? So tonight you got to wax that crescent?
I'll wax the crescent.
I know you will.
Ooh, highlights.
Get in the crack. What does that mean?
I don't know what I mean, but he needs to get in the crack.
What a Crowder crowd pleaser.
Look, here comes Len. He's walking down the hallway right now. Look, he's got his tough guy arms on.
Yeah.
Look at him. Look, I'm giving him the finger. Look at that. Did you see that? I gave him the finger.
You wait till he turns.
I did. I wait till he turns.
delicioso.
Guy, was it Somo Latato?
Now that's a crowd pleaser.
South Florida beat writer most likely to be able to save a life on a moment's notice.
Joe Shad.
Hockman highlight.
We have 17 ascots for the price of one half ascot.
Now that's a crowd pleaser.
I'm telling you, I'm the biggest Jimmy Butler fan in the world, man. Anytime he wants to have a sleepover.
What happened?
Eso es the Hockman highlight.
All right, Moeller, good luck on the season. We're going to talk to you plenty. We love you.
All right.
Oye, ¿qué es eso?
All right, Omar. We love you. All right,
guys. Love you too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes! I'm pleased.
I have found two things on the text machine that annoy me more than anything. One is the text I get when I do the shirt of all the Dolphins starting quarterbacks since Dan Marino, and the texts come in, and there's always someone, you forgot Pat White, and I always have to correct, no, Pat White never started a game. The other text that annoys me is, does Hawk know how to pronounce guru properly? I do. Howard Stern, for years, has been calling a guru a guru.
And so I pay homage to Howard Stern by saying guru. And there you go. That's the last time I'm explaining that up until the next time I get a text on it, which will probably be within 30 seconds. Lots going on at the Cheetah always. So tomorrow night, it's UFC 243. And there's also a fight card. Triple G is fighting tomorrow night as well. You can watch both cards live and in full sound at Cheetah Hallandale Sports Lounge and also at Cheetah Pompano Beach. I remind you all the time, make Cheetah Hallandale Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. In the biz guests, tonight you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more. That is that is Sundays through Tuesdays. So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the place for In the Biz workers is the Cheetah. And then we got a lot of football this weekend. Beer, babes, and lots of football action in Cheetah Hallandale's ultra high-tech sports lounge. Whether it's college football tomorrow, pro games on Sunday, Monday night football on Monday, this is one sports lounge you'll never want to leave. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers, leather couch seating, HD TVs and projector screens, and you can enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials. And if you want details on any action I just told you about, check out their website, which is CheetahSOFL.com. Today was a loaded potato. Ira Winderman, Coach Q, Joel Quenneville, coach of the Florida Panthers, was excellent. Lee Sterling, the professional sports handicapper, Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru, and Darren Revelle from the Action Network. They were all on with us today, and all those interviews will be posted on our podcast. Check out the radio.com app, download it, and then search Hochman and Crowder and make sure you're a subscriber. It's free, and we would appreciate the downloads. Nice job this week, Dan Day. Nice job this week, Alejandro Solana, the biggest celebrity on the show. And Crowder left about 5 minutes ago because he's got a high school football game to coach tonight. So that will do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Hurricanes! And we will speak with you from Twin Peaks in Davie el lunes. Thank you, Jamie. We love you.
I know. Push out the
dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Es un chiste.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.